Well, the farm bill was extended 9 months, but they are going to be working on a new 5-year farm bill, hopefully, in the next 9 months to try to get the farmers into a long-range plan. And Representative Frank Lucas, Republican from Oklahoma, has been reelected to serve as chairman of the House Ag Committee during the 113th Congress. Lucas is a lifetime farmer and has served on the House Ag Committee since he was first elected to Congress in 1994. He said, "It is an honor to serve in this leadership position. I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue working on behalf of America's farmers, ranchers, and rural constituents." He said, "I'm especially proud of the work the committee has completed over the past 2 years, especially the work on the Farm Bill. We've also provided valuable oversight of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the EPA, our Environmental Protection Agency." He says he will try to ensure that agricultural producers are not burdened with unreasonable and costly regulations. From Georgia, added to the Ag Committee was Austin Scott of Tifton, Georgia, and also Representative David Scott from the 13th District in Georgia. And Senator Thad Cochran says he will become the ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee. That's a change. Pat Roberts, Republican from Kansas, had that position, but he is moving to another committee and will not be serving there in the future. That is great news for the Southeast, as Senator Thad Cochran from Mississippi has been involved with the Ag Committee before, and they have increased their acreage on peanuts in the past few years. Robert stressed that he will continue to be a Kansas farmer voice and champion at every turn, he said. He said he will become the ranking member on the Senate Rules Committee, a post that is very important in the future. But Senator Cochran will become the Senate Ag Committee ranking member starting this week. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.